Welcome to Success with Srini, a daily podcast where you'll find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, and it comes with its own set of unknowns. Listen to Srini and build your confidence to overcome every challenge life throws at you. Set the altitude of your expectations high. And here is Srini Sarapalli.
Hi, this is Srini Sarapalli. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for downloading. If you have a chance, please subscribe to this podcast. Every day, as you listen to this podcast, you'll be discovering a whole different side of you. So what I'm going to do today, I want to share with you a very simple technique to find out what your passions are. I get this question all the time in my TV shows and my radio shows. I don't know what my passions are. I know that I need to do something. I know that I'm getting bored in the things that I'm doing right now, but I really want to invent myself. I really want to get back my life. I want to feel that, you know, everything that I'm doing is good and it's really making me, telling me that I exist while I'm all feeling happy and while I'm deriving the joy from doing what I do. I get this question all the time, and I thought it makes sense to kind of bring that up as a part of this podcast and answer that question. Now, here is what I know about passions. You might already know this. It's not that I'm telling you anything new, but it's nice to listen to this. And chances are, it will make you revisit this part of your life that you might have ignored or that you might have not given enough importance to. If you absolutely love, adore something, chances are that is your passion. If you spend a lot of time and energy trying to do something that doesn't seem to stop, that's never done or never complete, and you keep on working at it, chances are that is your passion. You do a lot of brainstorming, let's say, on the projects that you are doing or whatever that is. Maybe some of your hobbies, whatever that is. You're doing a lot of brainstorming. You're getting the nuances. You're getting very deep into the details. And chances are that is your passion. And you never quit trying. You do what you have to do, but then you never quit. You just somehow, you have to figure out a path, you figure out a way. Every time you are blocked or every time you are choked, you have to figure out a way, and you do figure out a way. And in the process, you never quit trying. If that is happening, then that could be your passion. Now, I want to share with you about two quick tests or two quick questions that you got to ask yourself to truly find out what your passion is and what your passions are. Okay, this is called the 20-second passion test. It takes exactly 20 seconds to answer this. What is that one thing you can do for the rest of your life? You have no regrets. You have no guilt. You have nothing. That one thing that you can do for the rest of your life. Whatever it is, when you have a pen and a paper ready, write this down. Chances are, there could be many, and you have to spend some time figuring out, you know, what really stands out. All you have to do is get to one. You get to many, great, that's okay too. And the second question is, assuming that you got one answer for the first question, the second question you have to ask, what if you never get paid for doing it? What if you never get paid for doing it? So the first question, I'll repeat this. What is that one thing you can do for the rest of your life? And what if you never get paid for doing it? These two questions, take some time, find yourself in silence, find yourself totally isolated from all the noise and all the stimulants of this world. With yourself alone, maybe in nature, answer these two questions. And chances are, you'll reinvent yourself with what you'll find out. You see, every time we are passionate about something, the first thing that happens to us, we become curious about it. We are so curious, we cannot sleep. We are so curious that nobody can influence us to get out of it. We need to get to the answer. We need to get to the solution. We are curious, period. The second thing that usually happens, we become uncomfortable along the way because we need the answer, and we derive a certain kind of pleasure thinking about it, working at it. We are uncomfortable. We are restless. And along the way, with that amount of curiosity And that level of discomfort comes one other thing, and that is losses. We are okay to lose money, and we are okay to lose time. We are okay to lose our relationships for that matter. I've seen that a good passion or a great passion or people who are extremely passionate about something and they made a mark for themselves, at the very core I've seen that even their core relationships changed because they had to pursue this passion with tremendous amount of curiosity, tremendous amount of discomfort, and tremendous amount of losses along the way. What are your passions? Discover them. It doesn't take a long time to find them. You already know what you love. You already know what you spend time on. You already know what you brainstorm all the time. And you never quit trying. You just give a lot of your time and energy for this thing. Whatever it is, find it out. Chances are, if you find and you align that to the skills that you already have, then magically, you'll forget time. And you will attract success. Who doesn't want to attract success? You will attract, along the way, you'll attract money. We are caught up in the process of chasing money. And I'll tell you this, when you're happening, the entire world will see. When you are out there radiating success, people will see. And you don't need to go, you don't need to make the world see. Just maybe your spouse will see. Maybe your friend will see. Maybe your parents will see. That's all. That's all there is to this. And it's incredible how this all works. But you see, all this comes down to we aligning whatever we have within us to that one thing that we want to do passionately. And it's important that we spend time and we dig deep into ourselves and in a way liberate ourselves, because we all are self-imprisoned until we are self-explored. My name is Srini Saripalli. Thanks for listening to this podcast. And I will be talking to you again tomorrow on a very special concept. And hopefully tomorrow's podcast and the day after's podcast, all these will slowly and incrementally stack up success for you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Srini Saripalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.